Hello, my name is Noah Sienkiewicz. I am sharing my poster, Validation of the Hyperangular Rainbow Polarimeter Polarimetric Calibration during the 2020 through 2021 lifetime, compared with Polder and some early aerosol retrievals. For those that are unaware, HARP CubeSat is a small form factor 3U CubeSat, which was launched as a technical demonstration in early 2020. It has a three-part optical prism in it that splits the image into the three forms of linear polarization, vertical, horizontal, and diagonal. You can see a diagram of the prism element here, left panel, as well as the expected calibration matrix in the ideal case. At the time of, at the end of 2021, we had up to 50-some captures shown on this figure here on the left-hand side. But during that time, we had also determined a corruption of the calibration matrix due to cross-wavelength binning in the what we call the line table. And you can see the error that caused in the lower left-hand corner. Essentially, we had to apply a filter structure to remove those corrupted lines and rerun and retool the whole calibration from that point onward. The radiometric calibration was also redone because that was obviously affected as well by the cross-wavelength binning. And we reached the stage early in 2021 to begin intercomparing the polarimetric calibration with legacy instruments like Polder 3, which ended its run in, I believe, 2012 or early 2010s. We were trying to do this by intercomparing the Lake Titicaca, high-altitude freshwater lake in Bolivia. It is high in the atmosphere, so we can remove a lot of the atmospheric disturbances due to gases, and there is an AirNet site nearby, La Paz, which will give us some of the aerosol in the sky at that time of the capture. So I show here in the bottom middle figure some of the AirNet retrievals at that time, showing a low aerosol loading. Both in the time of our capture and the time of a Polder capture back in 2012. So low aerosol loading means that we can, for the most part, take these data sets as they are and do minimal atmosphere correction. At the time of making this poster, that was the goal, to just, you know, do a first check, a qualitative analysis of our calibration. And so that's what we did here in the red. You have the HARP data, our red wavelength, which has 60 viewing angles, a handful of pixels in each of those, scattered with the black pixels from Polder. You can see relatively good agreement in the middle scattering angles, which is closer towards the back scatter at 180. So this was a good first qualitative assessment of our calibration, the new calibration. And another check that we tried was to take a site over the West Sahara and have one of my colleagues, Anin, run an aerosol retrieval algorithm on that, which tries to fit the atmospheric components, including aerosol, with the surface, which in the Sahara we expected not to change too much. So we were able to use other parameters from other instruments there. And we were able to show fairly good agreement in the retrieval for that as well, which is the ultimate goal of HARP. HARP really represents a great ability to produce low-cost but high-impact scientific payloads for space. CubeSats are becoming very popular these days for low-cost communities to get image data on the area around them or the globe in general. Certainly, the ability to send multiple different small CubeSats is going to change a lot about the way we do Earth.